It's 4:22 on this Monday afternoon, New Year's Eve. It was windy and cold last night, but lots of folks out there at FedEx Field, including, of course, David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter, author of the book, The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. And he joins us now live. How you doing, David?
You know, Rosemary, I think this is a more pleasant conversation than the fiscal cliff.
You got to be sure about that. We have to ask you, did FedEx Field last night, did it finally begin to feel like the old RFK?
It's probably as close as it's ever come. I don't know if it'll ever get there because RFK was so much smaller and more intimate, and they were just so used to winning there, but it was as close as it's ever been.
There's practically a generation of fans that have never seen this kind of thing with the Skins. They're not going to break our hearts again, are they? What do you think?
Well, I think they've already made everybody's hearts glad for quite a long time to come. So even if they would lose this coming Sunday, I don't think that ruins the season. This season has been much more than anybody could have hoped.
And let's talk about Sunday. Where are you on this? Will the Seattle's game on the road be as good as their game if they were playing at home?
It never is. The Seahawks are one of the best, if not the best, team at home in the NFL. They were 8-0 this year. They do something like that most years, no matter who's coaching them, who's playing quarterback. It's a really unique stadium there in downtown Seattle. The noise just keeps coming at you, and they have their 12th man. They really mean it when they honor their fans there. So they don't travel quite as well. They were 3-5 on the road, but they were getting better on the road in the second half of the season.
So it sounds like your prediction is for the Skins, yes?
It's a little early for that right now. As Mike Shanahan said, he wanted to celebrate last night. I think I'll be talking to you guys on Friday about predictions, but I would say that this is one of the more remarkable Redskins teams I've ever seen. This is the third playoff run they've made in 8 years. The other two, there were kind of obvious reasons why they happened. This one's really come out of nowhere.